Welcome to Minute Impossible. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to investigate with us the Mission Impossible franchise 1 minute at a time. I'm Jonathan.
I'm Chris.
I'm Tabitha.
And I'm Julia.
Tabitha and Julia are back. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm excited still.
I'm excited too, because it's just ramping up, getting faster and faster. More and more stuff happening every day. This is minute 108. Minute 108 begins with Ambrose making a U-turn and ends with the helicopter nubbin flying over downtown Sydney.
Towards the city tower nubbin. That's what it looks like.
Yes, the city tower nubbin. We were talking about this in the green room. Chris agrees with me. This minute should not be in the movie.
No, it should be cut. As an editor, I would have been like, nope, let's get to the good stuff, because this is all kind of elongated chase. And I've done a chase similar to this where I'm like, looking back on it 10 years later or so, or 15 years later now, I'm like, no, I would have cut that whole chase sequence down.
Well, I assume every editor always thinks shorter, faster, shorter, faster.
I mean, the big accomplishment of this is showing that Ethan can shoot at him with his through his rearview mirror.
You know, yes.
Through his side view mirror, whatever you want to call it. That's the big accomplishment of this minute to me. And other than that, it's like, we don't need to see them going in and out of cars, and let's get to them really getting close to each other, you know?
Yeah, like Ambrose and Stamp, close to each other, men should be.
Yeah, that seemed like the only impressive thing out of this minute was that he could look at his rearview mirror and shoot backwards.
And shoot a gun in the weirdest way anyone could shoot a gun?
Yeah.
Kind of like a...
Yeah, which is a real shame that that's the only cool thing, and I agree that it is. I like that we spend some time with motorcycle chasing. I just wish it had been cooler.
Yeah.
That it had been more difficult for them, that they'd had more obstacles that they had to deal with. Something more. I want more. But I like that there is a ramp up to their one-on-one fighting.
Yeah, I think we get that next minute, but I don't think we got it this minute. Yep. Well, that's the problem. You know?
Yeah, this minute seems like we're just going to show you regular Australian traffic
during
the day. Thanks. Yeah. I'm having to weave in and out of three cars. Woo!
But Ambrose doesn't have to weave in and out of any cars. It's like Ethan is dodging all of the cars and sliding around a corner, like almost laying the bike on its side. And then Ambrose just like, doo-doo-doo, comes along behind him. Like, it's no big deal.
He is the one shooting, so maybe all the people are getting out of his way.
It would have been cool to see both of them have to fight actual traffic.
Yeah. But again, not to bring up, you know, Rogue Nation or Fallout, but when you see them weaving around one or two cars here, it's like, eh. But, you know, you see them in those other movies, they're weaving around like 80 cars. And
yeah, like traffic.
Like traffic, like real traffic, yeah.
The amount of money that it would cost, Julia, for them to put together actual traffic. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine the amount of extras? First, you know how Australian movies work. There's like 17 people probably that live near them where they are right now. So they're not going to be able to get anyone here.
And there's like 17 people in the Australian film community, and they all have starring roles in other movies. So, you know.
They were all busy.
They're all busy. Sorry, Jackman, can't be in your movie. Can't drive a car. Nah. Yeah, we have the one Australian, Billy, and he's not even in this scene. He's inferred that because we see a helicopter, so we know he's driving the helicopter. Mm-hmm. We don't even get him. And this minute, there's I'm trying to think of the things that we could talk about. The biggest thing we can talk about is his cool gun holsters in the back. Are these the same pouches that he kept that grenade in from earlier? I thought the grenade came out of his little backpack.
It did.
Okay.
But remember, he had the holster that he was wearing the whole time. So I'm assuming that holster is underneath this.
But I thought the holster had John Woo style. When later in the fight, he has under the arm holsters.
Yeah.
Does this holster also have?
He might have one in the back, but he could just have it in his pants. His back of his pants.
You know? It feels like face-off holsters, though.
Yeah, it does.
In its back pockets. Not back pockets, but there's actually
two back holsters in the back.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. And then, as cool as Ethan's sunglasses are, Ambrose's sunglasses are the worst thing ever. They are so not 2000. They're those little tiny square ones. I think I had glasses like that. And I'm ashamed to say this. I know for sure I had magnetic clip-on sunglasses that went onto my glasses. Not like Dwayne Wayne that like flipped up. They didn't flip up. They were like the front of the glasses and the little bridge, and you just would attach them to your glasses and you'd have sunglasses.
Well, that's fancy.
It was fancy. I was a fancy boy.
You got to do what you got to do when you wear glasses.
That's now true. I just have prescription
it's
sunglasses.
It's a rough life.
Oh, there you
I, don't
go.
Know what, I don't know what I was doing at that time.
There you go.
Yeah, getting my first pair of prescription sunglasses was like going outside for the first time. It was just magical.
It's so magical.
I can see and be shaded from the sun.
Mm-hmm. I could spend a whole day outside and not worry about my glasses because my sunglasses are actually like thicker and you know like kind of stick to my face a little better than these.
Yeah, they don't feel so delicate.
No. I just need thicker glasses. I need to get the. I need to tell them next time, get my sunglasses. Whatever those are, frames are in, just put my glasses in those too. So that I have big, thick frames for everything.
Mine are those big, like, Holly-go-lightly sunglasses.
Oh, those are fun.
Yeah.
And Meredith wears
those
too. Those
and
the big
glasses.
Ones. Meredith likes the big
fantastic.
Sunglasses.
Yeah, I like
hers,
them too.
Hers have, like, blue tint in them too. They're really cute.
Your sunglasses are cute.
She can't hear me.
Now let's talk about this horrible Con Air music that I was joking about in the green room. I mean, it's like somebody
so
took
bad.
The score from that and stuck it on here. And it's just like, oh, you know.
In last week's minutes, I sang the song. I put words to the music they were singing. This one is so generic and so not this movie. Mm-mm. It's just guitar wailing. It's just it's not even I need the theme. I need one of the underlying themes from the movie. We get it a little bit when we see Naya again. They throw in Naya's the injection theme back under it just for like a second. But
I just think about how much cooler this would have been had it had, you know, like a Mission Impossible theme underneath it or something. But it's not really a Mission Impossible
infinitely.
Theme, you know, scene, you know. It's an unnecessary scene, so they put unnecessary music over it.
I get a little annoyed when we go back to Naya's melodramatic music. I don't know why, but
her analog jog.
Yeah,
analog jog.
What? At the end of the minute.
Yeah, and it just slows down.
Yeah, she's slowing. Her scene does it because she's going to kill herself, so she's in no rush. Whereas everyone is rushing to her, and Ethan's rushing. He's not really rushing to her at this point. He's just trying to get away from Ambrose.
Ethan's hair is, both of their hair, but it's flowing nicely with the breeze. I always get really annoyed.
It feels very fluid.
Yeah, like I've never ridden a motorcycle without a helmet, but if I'm in a convertible and the wind is blowing my hair, it is so annoying. It's constantly flapping in my face and sticking to my chapstick and...
The chapstick is the worst.
Yeah, they've got it. It's going good. And maybe he's not wearing chapstick, so it's not sticking to his lips. So it's all good.
He's doing something with those lips because they are working.
He's calling on Ambrose. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, his hair is very nice in this. It is one of those scenes where we talked about, you know, Ambrose has his hair because he doubled him. And I guess they've kind of just glossed over the fact that maybe sometimes the hair mask is not in the mask. Sometimes it is. Like when he did Stamp, he had, of course, to have Stamp's hair in the mask.
Yeah.
So it's like, how do you decide? Where do you get full? I thought it was always full mask with hair. But Ambrose has the exact same haircut.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wants to be like him.
Maybe. He hates his stupid grin. If I remember correctly. And then we get to the part, again, that I was like, bargain basement stunt shop. There's a small delivery truck in front of him. And the music in the movie is telling me he is going to slide underneath that truck.
Yes.
He does not slide underneath that truck and makes a left turn. Yet another left turn. And I was like, oh, did they chicken out day of? Was that set up to be a stunt? Because they start the skid. They start the side skid where he's going to lay the bike down and then, like, go underneath.
Like in Dirty Dancing when she doesn't do the lift.
Right. That's what I was thinking. Yes.
Just got to commit.
Yeah, you got to commit. Maybe he needs to practice this in the water.
Maybe they couldn't get the right size truck that day. And they're like, oh, this is just a little too low. We're not going to make it.
A little too low?
We're not going to make it.
It's Tom Cruise.
That guy got a smaller truck. He still would have fit underneath.
He could go under a sedan.
Yeah. I really did think they were going to slide.
I really thought they were going to slide. Even as we were watching these minutes, I'm like, oh, this is the part where he slides under the slides under the car. And I went, he didn't slide under the car. He just made a really weird, awkward left turn.
Yep.
And then Ambrose makes the same left turn like it's nothing.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, whatever.
Yep. This is where you can tell Dougray Scott is on that dolly, that motorcycle dolly that allows him to lean over, yet he's not really riding that motorcycle. Anytime I don't see the front of it, it's not true.
He's like on that motorcycle. You're right. He's on that motorcycle dolly. They got the wheel in front of it, the first wheel, you know, connected to it so he can move it.
Yeah, he can like move it left or right. Like it's got like some sort of gimbal on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cool shot, but
makes
me think he can actually ride. I'm like, there's no way.
No.
We haven't seen him in any other shots doing this.
At the very end of the minute, we see Luther's computer and that he can track both.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've got person B and C. I wonder who person A is.
Target signal B and target signal A. Who was the original one? Was there ever an A?
I don't know.
I don't remember now.
Naya would be A and Ethan's B, remember? We just talked about that.
Oh, we're going to see that. But he knows where Naya is.
No, he doesn't know where Naya is. They're going after her. She's target A and Ethan's target B.
Oh, A's up there. It's just in red. I couldn't see it. Okay, so nobody's on
you're
the
right.
A.
You're right. It is. So there is no C. There's only A and B. And A is in red, and we can't see it.
Yep.
Oh,
I just said C.
Poor production design.
Oh, that is bad. I see what you're talking about now.
So I didn't even notice it.
Nobody's using C, but you can see it. And Naya is A, and you can't actually see it.
Yeah, it's just really dark on the screen.
Wow.
It should have been a brighter color, or white, or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I assume her dot is on here somewhere. Because they're going toward it, but target B is yellow, so I can see his crosshairs. I can't see A's.
Yeah, red crosshairs.
If you look over on the left of where it says navigation, underneath it, there's the red dot right there.
Yeah, it's like a little red, like it's showing that. And that is the topographic. I was looking at this earlier, too, when Julia was talking about this section of town. Proper Sydney, if we look at the left side where the navigation is, where the thing that's indicating where Nye is, right underneath that is Sydney Harbor, that big harbor right there. So that's a whole bay for Sydney, and everything above it is this other town. What did you call it again? What was it? Something.
I don't know.
Bluff?
It was before my computer crashed.
North Head Bluff.
Yeah.
And it's also we'll get to it tomorrow. How far away it is. But, it's good to see Luther got the computer back up and running. Guys, this computer was broken for almost 3 weeks, and it was an issue. Now we're okay. Computer works again. It seems to be working well. It's just as dumb as it was before. It has, for some reason, there's a number pad underneath it and a bunch of just extraneous points, which I love. And this minute, the computer is not looking great. If you look at the left and the right side of it, it's all craggly and gross. I don't remember it being red, like the actual computer insides being red, but that was also from a long time ago, so I don't remember.
Maybe he had to put in a new casing.
Oh, yeah. I gotta change out the casing. Got a lot of cosmetic work to do on to it, Ethan. Is it... As we wrap up this minute, because there's not a lot going on, is there any reason why this couldn't be shot with them next to each other doing something else other than shooting at each other?
Yeah, they could have been doing that John Woo thing that he does, you know, where he's got him up against the wall. They could have been on either side of an 18-wheeler or something.
Yeah, it would have been more interesting to make – if you're going to do a chase
– yeah.
Make the chase so interesting that I forget that it's a chase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
in an 18-wheeler or a truck of any kind and there's some sort of cat and mouse game going on, well, or him grabbing onto a truck, yeah, you know, as it goes by and like going a little faster than Ethan and then catching up with him or something. That'd be an interesting way to do it.
Well, like I was watching, like I said, I think I said it last week, I was watching Payback, another John Woo masterpiece there. And they have this motorcycle chase with cars, but with the motorcycle that Ben Affleck's on with Uma Thurman. And they're going through these like metal tubings and in and out of these canisters and stuff like that. That sort of thing, if there were two motorcycles in it, would have been interesting for something like this, because they'd be playing side or hide and seek within these train cars and stuff and shooting at each other. It would have been more interesting, I think, something like that. Because it doesn't work when it's just one motorcycle and cars, but if you got two motorcycles in that situation, it becomes interesting. So,
in the next minute, we'll talk a little bit more about kind of where they're going on these motorcycles. But there was definitely, they were in like a rural area. They could have made this into a fun jumping in and out of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's a motorcycle chase, so how do you make it ridiculous? Put them in places they're not supposed to be, like on rock faces and, you know, in woods, and have them driving through the woods. Give me an indoor shot.
Yeah.
Not indoor, but an indoor planet, a moon of.
Yeah.
Shot where it's like, you know, they're driving through POV. That'd be kind of interesting. At least it's not, this is boring.
Yeah, I agree.
This is
I think there's so many things they could have done to make this scene better.
Well, this is a.
And they chose none of them.
Earlier today, Julia's husband nicely reenacted the bottle cap challenge on another podcast that I'm doing, the Cast and the Furious. And this scene is something that he could reenact on the motorcycle that he rides.
Rick said that?
No, I'm saying that. He could reenact this. It's not that interesting. It's just him. Okay, here's what I need for you guys to do. Go out on your street, and I need you to film Rick weaving in and out of cars. Can you do that for me?
No, he can't do that.
What do you mean you won't let him?
No, his bike can't do that.
Sure can.
He drives a beast of a cruiser.
I know. I don't care. Hey.
It's not a little crotch rocket like these.
I don't want excuses. I want John Woo action.
Rick's best friend and his wife both drive crotch rockets.
Oh.
So they could reenact.
Can you borrow them? Can you borrow them? You know,
oh, God, I don't want them.
I don't want to ride that thing. They don't listen. Don't worry. They're never going to hear this.
Yeah, once his windshield gets shot out, they don't need the rest. Because later on, you see that his windshield is shot out.
Mm-hmm.
So you need that. But that happens pretty early on. So they could just
windshield is a generous term.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Tiny plexiglass face thing.
Because it's not really keeping bugs out of your face. So I don't really know.
If anything, it's channeling them into your mouth.
Maybe that's what's helping the wind to keep their hair out of their face.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hair shield.
A hair shield.
I guess that comes standard on this bike. I don't think all of these normally come with as many accoutrements that it has right now. They're kind of all decked out.
No, Ambrose went all out with his Ambrose.
He's like, I'm not only, guys, I know you only recognitioned one. It's hard to say recognition. No, I'm trying to say, what am I trying to say?
What are you trying to say?
Try say requisition in a Scottish accent.
Requisition?
It sounds like
requisition.
Basically, I tried to order, you only wanted me to order one motorcycle, but I ordered you two. And they're decked out, and they all go get excited. They go out there, and they're all like, oh, they're crotch rockets. Oh. I thought they were going to be big, heavy bikes. Oh, well. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yes, thanks, Sean. These are great. These are exactly what we wanted. Ambrose always weak-chinned, getting in trouble.
There was a time in my life when I would have been really excited about getting a red crotch rocket.
Hello.
I used to really like the color red on vehicles, and I always thought crotch rockets were kind of cool. But now in my older years, I'm just like, oh my goodness, my back would hurt so bad if I drove something like that. We have to lean forward all the time.
I don't get it. I mean, I get the speed and the nimbleness, but yeah, I prefer cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't prefer, I've said this before with you guys, I don't prefer any of them. They scare me to death. Motorcycles scare me to death. I'm a sidecar baby. All day. That's just me.
Sidecars are cool.
They are cool.
Does Meredith drive the motorcycle and you ride in the sidecar? Because that would be awesome.
No. Meredith is always behind me in any sort of four-wheeled vehicle, jet ski, four-wheeler. And we went four-wheeling in Mexico and like drove around like a crazy person, and she just hung on. Luckily, it's a two-person, so it like has the stair-stepped.
Oh, nice.
You know, seat. So it was nice, kind of like our motorcycle. You know, each one of us is on a different level. So it was really nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
That's why I like being a passenger, because you get to sit up higher and actually see things.
See, I'm such a control freak that would even annoy me more. And I'm not scared of driving a motorcycle. I'm probably more scared of being a passenger on a motorcycle because I have no control over the motorcycle, and I'm just in the back. Just here I am. Just if you fail, I die. So
yep. Your only job is to do whatever the motorcycle does and nothing else.
Yeah, if it leans, it's going to...
Yep, if it leans, you lean.
Gotcha.
Otherwise, do not move.
Well, I get to look cute on the back in my cut-off leather pants. And my vest.
And your chaps, your leather chaps.
Oh, of course. I'm wearing chaps. I'm a gentleman. I wear chaps when I ride a motorcycle. Guys, this is going to be a hard one. We've got to come up with a sweet motorcycle trick to get us into Tech of the Ep. I think the best one is probably for us all to turn around and try and fire our guns backwards. And let's see if we hit anything. By the way, I got you all guns. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
Ooh, thank you.
Enjoy these.
I'm cocking my hand here because I'm ready to go.
They're unregistered, so don't worry. No, don't worry. Nothing will come back to us. So, just remember, there's four people on this bike, so please shoot. I'll shoot as wide around as I can so I don't hit you guys, okay?
That'd be cool.
All right, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. Cute, oh, you okay?
I'm all at the end, and you guys hit me all, man.
Oh, man. We each shot once, and we each shot Chris. But luckily, they were all in non-vital organs.
Yeah. I laugh too much to shoot. I'm too busy laughing.
Yeah,
not to fall off the back of this bike.
It's really hard. Well, I'm sorry we made you sit back there.
It's okay.
It's probably the worst place to be.
Well, this way my hair doesn't blow in my face, because I can hide behind Julia. So yep. I'm all good.
Well, Julia's in front of Chris. You're hiding behind Chris. We're boy girl,
I should have
boy
known
girl.
That. Sorry.
I'm riding the motorcycle because I have to drive this thing or I will go nuts. So,
see, at least I took the bullets for you.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
I'm just amazed. The sound is so good on this recording of us while we're on this giant tandem motorcycle.
Well, never mind.
We're mic'd in our helmets, aren't we?
Right. There you go.
I'm not wearing a helmet. Yeah, I'm letting my hair flow.
It's in your beard.
My beard flows like his hair flows. It's just like 2 feet behind me.
Oh, all the bugs that are in your beard that you're going to have to pick out when we're done is insane.
Yeah. Chris loves that. That's like his favorite thing.
I'm not doing that. That's a marriage job, man.
Jonathan, what would happen to your beard is it would bifurcate in the middle.
It would.
And it would go up either side.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what happens to Rick's beard, right? When it's too long?
It is, yeah.
What does his hair flow like when he's on the bike?
Majestically.
Oh, it grows. One, it grows. Two, it flows majestically.
Yes.
I hope Rick has a helmet that's just hair. How awesome would that be? We'd have a helmet with like, you get him one with like just a huge mane.
You know what, Jonathan? Thank you for saying that. Now I know what to get him for Christmas.
Like one
of
those
Rick.
Guy Fieri white hair things that just come out.
Oh, yeah, like the little hats. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a picture of that somewhere. I'll find it. Put it in the IMF. I went to NASCAR and some idiot was wearing one. I took it off his head and put it on. I'm like,
it's
actually not that bad.
Somewhere I've seen it.
Oh,
yeah.
It looked like I have frosted tips. Yeah. It's bad.
It's really gross that you'd wear a stranger's hat. I'm like a lysophobe. So
if it helps, he was cooking a really large slab of barbecue.
I don't know if that helps.
He's not wearing a shirt. He was wearing suspenders and a pair of jorts.
That doesn't help.
Oh, my.
But that's awesome.
Did you get some of the barbecue?
What?
Did you get some of the barbecue?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, good. That's the important part.
Yeah, of course. I wouldn't be taking someone's hat.
Not their food.
No, yeah. This was a few drinks in. So, yeah. Well, we actually haven't talked about the Tech of the Ep yet. We've been in it for so long. What is the Tech of the Ep? Start with Tabitha, because she hasn't gotten to go first yet.
I think I went first last time, but I will go again.
Damn it.
It's the hair shield. I'm going with the hair shield.
Hair shield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a minute that doesn't really matter, it's fun to pick stuff that also doesn't really matter. So,
right. Well, it's going to help me so my hair flows majestically like Rick's, because that's what I want to happen.
Chris, what about you?
The holster in the back, the face-off holster, because I'm looking at it frame by frame, and it is one of those face-off holsters, you're right, that he's got behind that jacket.
I like it.
Yeah.
Do you think he has two guns? Do you think he just has one gun and some clips?
He's probably got one gun and some clips. That's what it looks like.
Hmm.
It'd be cool if he had two guns, though. Yeah, that would have been.
Would be cool, but he doesn't. He has one.
He's not Nick Cage, you know.
Oh, you know what would be cool? If he, like, completely... like turned himself around on the bike and he was driving the bike backwards with two guns facing Ambrose.
Yeah.
Sitting backwards on the bike.
Yeah, like just spin around, like do some sort of, yeah, yes, whatever that is. I don't know what it's called. It sounds dangerous.
It would be
super awesome.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm all for that.
I mean, you just had him riding off the side of it. You can't now have him flip all the way around.
Right.
Like now it's incredulous. Now we'd be like, no, that's not going to happen.
That's too far.
Yeah, you've gone too far. You've gone three. You've got 180. We can't handle that. It's too far. Mine's going to be the really dumpy truck that he skids around. It's so menacing. One, it's a tiny delivery truck. Two, it's really far away. So at no point am I afraid that he's going to hit it. When he sees it and like slams on the brakes, if you look at second 44, he's like 100 yards away from this motorcycle, away from this tiny delivery truck. It just makes me laugh. It's like that scene from it's like the scene from Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
Yeah. We've talked about that before. It's just like, no, he's so far away. Or a Deadpool also.
Yeah.
Where he's so far away. Sorry, he's going to about to destroy him with a Zamboni. Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad.
That's great.
Julia, what about you?
I'm going to go with, I can't decide between two.
You can do both.
So, okay. Well, then I will start with Ethan's rearview mirror that he shoots in. The spatial awareness required to do that and actually hit something is really fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And not die. And also hit the hair shield.
Yes.
He
so
hit.
That's my first one.
So your first one is the murdering of Tabitha's tech of the app.
Yes.
Okay.
The second one is a little bit more broad. It's the motorcycles. More Ethan's, because Ethan's gets worked harder than Ambrose's. Mm-hmm. Ambrose is kind of tooling around behind Ethan. Ethan is working hard on his bike, and his bike is performing and just taking whatever Ethan can throw at it.
I agree.
Yep. And both bikes are triumphs of various types.
Yeah, we talked about it last week, all the different styles. I was going to ask, though, every person, I can wait till Friday, but since Friday actually kind of gets away from the bikes, let's talk about this. Which bike do you like the best? Are you a black bike or are you a red bike?
Oh, black.
Red.
Black. Yeah, we knew Tabitha was going to be the red one.
I like the black one.
And
yep.
Black bikes are sexy as hell.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. What color is Rick's bike?
It's black.
Oh, I thought you were going to say another color. It would have been awesome. Black is sexy as hell. What color is it? Pink or light blue. Oh, well, okay.
Red.
His red. Last one was red.
Red.
Sort. It was like maroon and cream.
That's not red. Maroon. Oh, maroon and cream. I got you.
Maroon
I got you.
And cream.
I got you. So like the Mission Impossible colors. Cool.
But it's black.
Well, that's a great place to end. We'll come back tomorrow for minute 109. Find us everywhere on the podcatcher of your choice. We're at minuteimpossible.com. And if you want to find our merch, it's at minuteimpossible.com/merch. You can also find us there. That's the easiest way to find our TeePublic store, where we'll have t-shirts of last season and this season, some of our goofs that we've been talking about. So please go find those there. Also, join our Patreon if you'd like to hear extra episodes. Face Off is there. We've got some basement tapes. We've got coming up some Days of Thunder talk is going to be done, which is going to be awesome. The Robert Town, Tom Cruise movie. So please listen to us there on our Patreon. So go to patreon.com/minuteimpossible. And until tomorrow, I've been Jonathan.
I've been Chris.
I've been Tabitha.
And I've been Julia.
This minute will self-destruct.
How's my hair? Is my hair holding up?
No, because your hair shield's broken.
Oh, no.